From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio as we continue our study in Romans chapter 8, and particularly verse 37. Our theme this week is More Than Conquerors Through Christ. You know, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, no matter what it is you face, you are eternally secure in the Lord. Your position in Christ is secure. You can't lose it. Nobody can take it away from you. And because of that, we say, as Romans 8 and verse 37 says, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. You know, it's a tremendous thing to be a child of God, is it not? I've often said that I'm so thankful that God saved me. I was saved on July the 17th, 1964, at the age of 12 years. And certainly, I've not always been faithful to God as I should have been, but I can tell you this, God has always been faithful to me. Why? Simply because of the fact that through faith in Jesus Christ, I am one of God's children, and that's the same with you as well. Now, yesterday when I left the broadcast, I mentioned that if you've never yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, why don't you call upon His name and ask Him to save you? If you did that yesterday, I would encourage you to contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries because we have a booklet that we would like to send you that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. At the end of the program, Jim O'Brien will give you our contact information. But I want to begin this particular program today with the very same note that I ended on yesterday, and that is simply this. If you have not yet trusted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, call upon His name right now and say, Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me. Because you see, without knowing the Lord, you are living a defeated life in sin under the power of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And if you die without Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will spend eternity in hell, in the lake of fire, experiencing the second death, the Bible calls it. But if you trust Jesus Christ as Savior, you are more than conquerors, or more than a conqueror, I should put it that way, which means that you will always have the security of your salvation through faith in Christ, and Satan cannot snatch that away from you. Now, yesterday, I mentioned that we are more than conquerors in salvation through faith in Christ. Today, I want to mention that we are more than conquerors in life. And, you know, one of the things that we need to take into consideration is that as Christians, we are constantly facing battles every day. You're aware of that, aren't you? As a matter of fact, it could very well be that right now I'm talking to a multitude of people who are facing all sort of troubles. I mean, you might be up against a physical problem or a spiritual problem or a financial problem or whatever the case may be. This life has battles. And let me say this to you today. Every battle that we face is ultimately spiritual. You might think it's financial, you might think it's mental, you might think it's physical, you might think it's family or job or whatever, but behind it is the concept of a spiritual battle because the devil would love to use everything that we face to destroy us and to hinder our walk and our relationship with Christ. So everything that we face in life is, as it were, a spiritual battle, though it may represent itself in the physical. These battles will come. Remember what Peter said over in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. He says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." When the battles and the trials of life come your way, don't think it's strange. It is simply a part of life. But here's the point. As believers in Jesus Christ, we can all experience victory over those daily battles. Those battles are going to come. But through faith in Christ, we've got the potential to overcome every one of them through the elements, through the channels that God Himself has prepared for us as His children. For instance, as we face the battles of life, we have the armor of God to give us the victory. Remember, the Apostle Paul speaks of that over in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. When he says this, beginning with verse 10, I'm certain that you're very familiar with this passage. He says this in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." And here he says it, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." You see, we have the spiritual armor to overcome any battle that comes our way. Now, I'm certain that you may be familiar with verses 14 through 17 that talks about the individual pieces of that spiritual armor. They are six. Number one, truth. Number two, righteousness. Number three, the preparation of the gospel. Number four, faith. Number five, salvation. And number six, the word of God. And here's the point. The armor of God is wrapped up in those six things: truth, righteousness, the gospel, faith, salvation, scriptures. And we all have those through Jesus Christ. And when we apply all of those to our lives on a day-by-day basis, by wearing that armor, as it were, then when those spiritual battles come, we have the victory. So God has given us the spiritual armor we need to defeat anything we face in these spiritual battles. We are conquerors, more than conquerors, over them through the armor of God. But secondly, there is what I call the weapon, or the weapons of God. In fact, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it says in verse 3 and 4, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." You know, a stronghold in this passage can be defined as a grip that Satan or sin or the world or the flesh or the devil have upon us. But the fact of the matter is, through faith in Jesus Christ, we have the weaponry that we need to defeat those things. You say, what is the weaponry? Well, the weaponry is not the same as the armor of God. The weapons of God are threefold. Number one, the word of God. You see, God's word is truth. And when you and I are in the word of God and apply the word of God to our lives, God gives us the strength to overcome the battles in life. Another one of God's weapons is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And when you and I yield to the Spirit of God, that is, saying no to sin and self and yes to the Word of God, then the Spirit of God enables us to have victory over those spiritual battles. And then the third weapon of God is the church of God. The Bible tells us that the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. And when you and I associate ourselves with a good, solid, Bible-believing church, and through that church we have good teaching and good preaching and good fellowship and good encouragement, God will use that as a weapon for us to be able to face the battles of life in a victorious way. And so as believers, we can experience victory through the armor of God and through the weapons of God, but also through the provision of God. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, we see the provision of God where the Word of God says this. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, it says, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." In other words, as we face the battles of life, as we depend upon God, He makes that way to escape, that we might be victorious. And so, we are more than conquerors in life. As we face the battles of life, we have the armor of God, the weapons of God, and the provision of God to be victors. The question is, do we apply those things? If we don't put on the armor of God and don't utilize the weapons of God and don't depend upon the provision of God, we're going to stumble and fall in those battles that come our way. But when we apply the armor and the weapons and the provision of God, beloved, we cannot lose. For you see, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yes, we are more than conquerors in salvation. We are more than conquerors in life. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, we're going to note that we are more than conquerors in death. You'll want to join us then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.